corner, we got the wild man of tech, the Silicon Kid, the Tesla Terror, Elon the Elephant Musk. In the other, we got the business brawler, the Texas Trampler, the Mad Maverick, Mark the Venture Gorilla Cuban. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be a 15-round battle of the billionaires. No holds barred, no marquee of Queensberry bullshit rules. Everything goes. May the best and richest man win. This is, after all, America. Home of the wealthy, land of unlimited spending. The Supreme Court has made it possible for political contributions that have virtually no ceiling. If you thought the rich got richer before, hang on to your Social Security checks. The ride just got rougher, if you're poor. Meaning, not a millionaire yourself. All men, so says the Declaration of Independence, are created equal. Not sure how equal women are, but created equal does not mean squat immediately following birth. The rich run the world, boys. Get used to it. So reads the law. So says the Supreme Court. Might as well just accept that and embrace the battle of the billionaires. At least it's up front and out in the open. Most of the dark money rolling into the election cycles is hidden from view. Give Mark and Elon some credit. They're taking off the gloves and turning on the cameras. Why not? It's entertainment, folks. And trust me on this, a hungry America is starving for more reality TV. Can't really get enough. And hey, let's skip the detailed proposals, why don't we? A lot more gratifying to wallow in the escapism of Haitian immigrants eating your pets or graphic tales of rapists run amok from across the porous borders. Foreign policy briefs? We don't need no stinking foreign policy briefs. This election is coming down to the wire, folks. Anybody's ball game. If we had our heads screwed on straight, we'd skip the vote counts, drop the electoral college in the garbage, and go right to like or dislike. Of course, you know, and I do too, the rich would have no limit on the number of their likes.